Dadaji.
Namaskar, Acharya Naradaji. So my name is Acharya Kripa Mayananda. Today I'm going to share some of my experience when I was sectorial secretary in Nairobi sector. In year 2000, I was ACS Suva sector, and then I got posted as SS Nairobi. And I decided immediately to go to Nairobi sector, so via Ethiopia I reached Nairobi. And interesting thing was, in flight there was a passenger next to me. He was a special video recorder. He has developed one camera of 360 degree. He can capture videos. And he has been just from Mozambique flood. And it was a major flood in Mozambique. And then he asked me, I talked about AMERT and relief work in Africa. And he said, is your organization doing relief work in Mozambique? Then I said, this is the first time I'm going to our sectoral office in Nairobi. And I will find out. Definitely there will be some relief work happening, because all over Africa we do relief work. And they said, oh, if your organization want, I have done this 360 degree photography of Mozambique. I will give free of charge and you can put on your website. He gave me card. I went to Nairobi and AMERT secretary Jay Krishnan was there. And then I called all the workers there. And then I asked, are we doing some relief work in Mozambique? Then all the others said, when Mozambique war started, all the dadas and didis from Mozambique has to return because there was a war, and now no one is there. So we are not doing any relief work there. Only dadas in Johannesburg, South Africa, there are two dadas, one African dada and one Indian dada. They are there, but they are fully busy in school work, so they cannot go to do relief work. But they can arrange medicine, they can arrange clothing, they can arrange funds. And then we were discussing how to do the relief work in Mozambique.
What year is this?
It was 2001. And when we were discussing, I asked how much funds in AMERT account. Then Jay Krishna told, there is $2,000 in AMERT account. How much flight cost to go to Mozambique? It's $500 each. So, and we didn't have enough funds. We didn't have much people. And then we decided, no, we don't have enough funds. It's too difficult to go. So everybody told me, no, it has to be canceled. We can't do. And then I was very upset. First time I'm getting responsibility of SS Nairobi. Such a major disaster happened. Whole city has, Shesha city is washed out. And we are not able to do anything. I was feeling very bad. And that night I had a Baba's dream. In that Baba's dream, Baba was sitting in the room and all margis and workers were there. And Baba asked the question that how you will establish Anana Marga. And then he was asking this question to everybody, and he came to me and asked the same question. And then I answered, Baba, you have already mentioned to establish Gurukul, to establish block level school, and establish, do lots of AMERT relief work, and then Anand Marga will be established. Then Baba says, yes, you are correct. And there was one silver plate and there was one sandal paste on it. And then Baba lift that sandal paste and put on my cheek like this. And with, I can feel that Baba's hand and cold the sandalwood paste. And I woke up and I touched my cheek like this. Is the real sandalwood paste is there or not? But there was nothing. But I can smell the sandalwood paste. And it was just 4:30. So usually 4:30 I go to take half bath and go to Panchajani in Baba's room in Nairobi. But I didn't wash my hands. I went to Panchajani. All workers were there. Two Filipino workers, sectoral office secretary Jay Krishnanand, myself, and other dadas. Then after Panchajani, I told, I want to talk. And I told this dream. And now Baba has grace. We must have to do this relief work. I have $2,000 saving from Australia. I'm ready to give. and $2,000, we can send these two Filipino workers. They have been to Mozambique. We will collect some medicine and clothing and let them go. And $2,000, they will have cash to survive there. And Jai Krishnan told, Dada, let me smell your hand. And then he smelled. He said, Dada, really sandalwood smell is coming. Then all worker came to smell my hand. And everybody got that smell. And they all decided, yes, we are going to do the... And immediately, same day, we bought two tickets for these two Filipino Dada. One Filipino Dada is still in Mozambique working. And next day, Bhola Shah from Switzerland came. And we told him that these two workers are going to Mozambique for flood relief. Then he said, I'm giving $10,000 for the relief work, but only condition you have to take a lot of photographs and send to me, I will raise fund in Switzerland. Then I said, if you are giving $10,000, Jai Krishna and I told, let's both of us go. So we four workers booked the flight and went to Mozambique. And we did the relief work there, and we got award from the president of Mozambique. We built the hospital. When we asked the permission for hospital, the Mozambique government said, we cannot pay for the staff, doctors and nurse. You have to give in written condition that for 1 year, you will pay the salary of doctors and nurses and all the staff. Then we will allow you to build hospital. And we signed that contract and we built the hospital. We have school and we have master in it. And this Dada Filipino worker is still working there. That was my first... year itself. And then after that in Congo, I have also similar Baba's dream also. Then in Ghana, the Africa, doing this service work, and every time I got Baba's dream and realization. And that was the 5 years were the best for me for doing service work. That's why I always recommend that doing service work and then sadhana. Your sadhana will be the best, and your spiritual realization and Baba's grace comes with that. So when you take one step, Baba told, I take two steps. So I took one step to give my $2,000, whatever my is there, then $10,000 comes. And this is the experience throughout my Africa life. Whenever I have any money, I got 10 times of that. Another Baba dream is more like a very higher spiritual lesson. So... I don't know, I may have mentioned this one in my before video, but I will shortly repeat again. And this another dream was, I was still posted in Nairobi sector, and then I came to India for reporting. And I was in Bombay, and I booked my rail ticket from the tourist quota. And one Dada, Gyananjanan Dada, he came and he said, I told Dada, I don't have reservation. Because he has Indian passport, he cannot get tourist quota reservation. Can I adjust and come with you? And he said, Dada, you are senior Dada. You can have my upper berth. It's no problem. Then another Dada, Akhandananda, also came. Said, I also don't have reservation. Can I adjust? Then I said, Dada, we are already in one berth, two people. But let me ask other people if they have any objection. Then I asked the people that we have these two Dadas came from long way. This Dada is very sick. But we will not disturb you. Is it okay for these two Dadas to stay? They said, no problem, you are Swamiji, so we have no problem. So we made arrangement. This Gyanadada told, I am very tired, sick, so I am going to go up and sleep. And then other Dada, I told that I want to sleep from 12 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Rest other times, you people can take rest, but I want to sleep 12 to 5. And when I went to my berth in sleep, I had again Baba's dream. In that Baba dream, Baba asks one very strange question. Tell me, what is the fourth path? And he asked everybody, what is the fourth path? And asked, Baba has never mentioned about fourth path in any of his discourses. Nobody could able to answer. I also didn't know the answer. And Baba came straight to me and asked the same question. Then first I did the surrender. And then I have to speak something. So I told Baba, you have mentioned the three path. One is right path, left path, and middle path. So it's like Ida, Pingala, and Sushumna, like this three paths are there. And then he said, Baba, you have mentioned that we Anandamargi have to follow the middle path. And then Baba looked at me. And he said, those who follow the left path, they will also progress. Those who follow right path, they will also progress. Both will come up to here, but because they are traveling from left path and right path, their progress will end here. They cannot go further because Ida Nadi and Pingala Nadi ends in left and right nostril. But those who follow Sushumna path, they will also come here and their progress will be also paused. And but after that, they have only chance to go up from here to Sahasrara Chakra. But that path is a very special path, and that is fourth path. And this fourth path, Baba gave a special name also. So this fourth path is called such and such and such. I'm not telling the name now, but I will tell later why I'm not telling now. And then he told that how to follow this path. He said that you are actually not capable for yourself to follow, go from here to up. You need only Guru's grace to go up from here. And there are five stages you have to cross. And these five stages, you will have five tests also. If you pass this test, then you will go from one stage to another stage. And finally, you will reach up to Guru Chakra. Once you reach the Guru Chakra, then Guru is sitting there. And Guru also cannot go above that. But he can push you up from Guru Chakra to Sahasrara Chakra. So then Baba explained this way. And then 5 o'clock... 10 minutes before five, my Casio watch used to give alarm, and then this alarm started vibrating, and I woke up and dream broke. And then I immediately started Guru Sakash and trying to remember that whole dream. I could remember whole dream fully, but I cannot remember the name what that fourth path Baba gave. And I was trying so hard to remember, couldn't remember. Finally, I finished my Guru Sakash, surrendered to Baba, doing Guru Baba. This name was so special, but I can't remember. And tears were coming out my eyes. And as soon as I did this Guru Puja, the name came in my mind. The Baba called this fourth path as a Paripurna Marga. Paripurna Marga means that path which completes in a special way by the grace of Guru only. So when...
Did he explain any of the tests that he gives?
No, he didn't explain the test. And he told the process also, but I cannot disclose that process here. It comes in the higher lesson. And some of Vishesh Yogi told me that this is exactly in the higher lesson. But this name, Paripurna Marga, is not mentioned in any Vishesh Yoga or higher lesson. So he said, Baba has given you a special gift about this.